Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't understand this. So, I mean,
I understand it probably too much.
So there's a list of words that are beautiful. Now, in my head, when I read that, I'm like, love, laughter, like, because it's a beautiful sentiment, but that's not what they're talking about.
No,
they're talking about the word itself.
Yeah. Like, it looks good. It looks beautiful.
How does a word, like this is why, okay, I'm just, tell me a word, just try, okay, I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me a word that you think it can be on the list, but like you personally, if you understand what this is talking about.
I do.
By the way,
I do, yeah.
As a total side note, we've barely talked about this. We are still looking for another person on our show, and we have done auditions and stuff, and there's a few people that are like we're really excited about. One of them, the reason she came to mind when it comes to this, has a form of synesthesia.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's like, oh, I can remember the address because it's orange. And it's like, what?
Right. Yeah. Hers is different because I've only heard it with music before, right? Like you see music.
But she sees letters and numbers. Like when she's like spelling my name out loud and she's like, ooh, blue or whatever. And you're like, what?
I know. Which, I don't know. They could just be lying. We would never know.
I've always thought people with synesthesia are lying, but I think it's actually, Pharrell has it. Like, so.
Yeah, that's true. And when she said, like, oh, I know that the address was this because I see the orange.
She's like, the address is 333 because I see orange. And it's like, what? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Anyway, so it's not, but it's my point in bringing that up is twofold. One, eventually there's going to be another person on our show, but also that's not even what we're talking about. It's not that kind of beauty. It's not, you have to be synesthesia to hear a word and go, ooh. The word stream is chartreuse. It's like, no, you're saying words themselves, typed or handwritten, are physically beautiful.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am now going to do what I said. I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay.
Tell me a pretty word.
This one has always been pretty to me.
Okay.
The word is Egypt.
Egypt. What are you talking about?
Did that
help? I had to open my eyes. Egypt.
Egypt, yes.
It's a sandy crap hole. I know there's beautiful pyramids there.
Yes, but I'm not talking. I'm just talking about the E-G-Y-P-T.
Capital E.
I love because capital E and then the G gets the little swoop on the bottom. And then the Y gets the little swoop on the bottom.
Do the swoops meet? Huh, kind of. They could.
Kind of. Mine do. The way my handwriting is, they kind of overlap. And then the P is just another down, but it's straight. And then the T is straight, but it's up. It just looks balanced. It looks nice. You don't see that?
No. The only thing I get is the two.
Is that Egypt?
The two letters at the bottom. I get that. But other than that.
Yeah, when I write it in a big swoop, E, G, Y, P,
okay, we're now writing on the.
No,
okay, that's stupid.
No, okay.
Can you write Mike. I know. I hate the word Mike. No. Wait, slow. Okay. Do Mike again, but stop on the E. Okay? Now do the E, and when you finish the E, swirl it all the way back around and use the E to make a dot above the I.
I can't. I'm so
just
on
do
auto.
The E like big and like whooped. That's, I used to do my signature with like a
whooped. A little curly at the end.
Yeah, like that. I used to
That's
do that.
Cool. Mike.
Okay, let's give some of the examples. And we want you to text in with
your
pretty
word. That one's mine. That one is not on the list. So I might be alone on that one. But one that's on the list, velvet.
What's good about velvet?
I think the two Vs in it just seems, there's not a lot of words with two Vs maybe. It just looks beautiful.
Do you know what this is going to sound stupid, but I just, this is something I've thought of since I was young. Did you ever do the calculator, like boobless?
Yes.
Okay.
Boobless? No, boobies.
Oh, yeah, we did boobless.
Oh, okay.
B-O-O-B. Yeah, so it's 5537-8008.
And hold, nah, we did either boobs or boobies.
Boob is perfect if you capitalize it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because the capital B looks like the girl's view looking down
all
at
right.
boobs.
Yes.
The two O's is like looking straight at
straight
it.
Straight on. Yeah, great, yeah. great.
The lowercase b is side boob.
Oh, wow. An underrated.
There
underrated
are,
view.
There are three boobs.
in the word
three
boob.
Sets of boobs.
That's in, a beautiful
in
word.
In boob. That's the only word I can get. The other one that they say
that's beautiful.
Is bed.
Yeah? Okay.
Because it looks like a bed. There's a headboard.
Yeah, there is.
With the lowercase b on the front and a footboard with the lowercase d.
And it's all just, you could lay down there. You okay. Those are beautiful. Not Egypt, I guess. That's
if,
stupid.
If you have other words, well, we're just going to just type anything. Just text in your favorite pretty words to 51059.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 1059.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.